Business Hub.
With Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.
Andrew, good evening to you. How are you?
Good evening, Mark. I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very good. We've had a busy few weeks. I think we always tend to say that, though. Sometimes I long for the time where we can go, actually, yeah, no, it's been quite a nice relaxing couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah, that'd be ideal.
Is that ever going to happen?
Definitely in the world of technology, that never really happens. And we're also busy gearing up for the Cornwall Business Fair at Eden project next month. So
yeah.
We're sort of trying to get some inspiration, plan our stand, and sort of get our message out there, really.
It's all about the freebies, Andrew. You know that.
All about the freebies. Well, we do have some branded M&Ms, so...
Branded M&Ms?
Yep, they've got our logo on and everything, so...
Oh, that's quite cool.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
So,
that's,
I hope you're going to come and pay a visit to our stand.
Come say hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring a couple of cups with me.
Yeah, there's only 5 kilos, Mark, so you know, not too many.
Steady. So this week we're talking about telephones, because telephone technology's changed dramatically, hasn't it, over the last 5 years?
It has changed massively.
Really.
I mean, we've gone, a big shift from your traditional sort of copper lines into your building to, you know, bringing your phone system and phone lines in over your fibre or your lease line. Also, telephone technology internally and the way that calls are handled and managed has changed dramatically as well. But I think, you know, important for us with our customers and, you know, businesses out there is don't lose touch of the human element. And the key thing is make sure that that caller is knows that they've called the right place and that actually they get through to the person they want to speak to as quickly as possible. And there's many different ways of achieving that goal. Just obviously making sure that you have a system that fits your business and gives the customers the best experience.
Now, is there a cost saving available here? So if you have a traditional telephone system in your business and you're looking at upgrading to a brand new system, and whether that is, I'm assuming you're going to mention VoIP at some point, which I don't really understand, but is there a substantial cost saving to be had with upgrading technology now in this arena?
Definitely. One of the key or the principal things that's coming out is the fact that the traditional every line has a copper line coming into your building connected to a box in your phone system. That style of system is now starting to disappear. So you can, for example, if you have a multi-site company, you can centralise your phone system to a head office, and then you can use your internet connectivity between those offices to provide phone services to your remote branches. So effectively, you're reducing the cost of those incoming services and incoming lines into those individual offices, and you don't need a phone system in each of those offices as well. And then if you're going over the voice over IP, basically that brings the phone, turns the phone lines into a digital connection that comes in across your fibre, it comes in across your lease line into your PBX, which is your private branch exchange. So that's your bit of kit inside your office. Or indeed, if you don't want your own PBX or you want to keep your costs lean, you can have hosted VoIP where somebody else effectively provides that PBX in the cloud, and then you have extensions that connect to that service that lets you access that phone system. But again, it entirely depends on your business growth strategy and your plans, but there's a different model to suit different businesses.
I'm nodding like I understand, Andrew. I mean, I think you're sensing that. What about, you said that there's other options with these sorts of systems, the way that telephone calls are tracked and monitored and things like that. So if you upgrade now, there's other stuff you can do.
Absolutely. I mean, we are one of the only Avaya partners in Cornwall. We sell the Avaya phone system because of its scalability and flexibility. So you can start off with a relatively small system for a small company that's just sort of getting going. And that system will scale up over time to do effectively, you know, pretty much whatever you want it to do. So included in that system, other than the standard features that everyone expects from your telephone system, we can have advanced voicemail facilities where you can track and route those calls through your incoming call system. You can do some very clever bits and pieces with that as well. One of the functions that I've been playing with recently is actually the ability to manipulate data in a database through that voicemail system. So you can have, you know, customers call in, put in their customer number. It can read information back from a database. So, for example, you could tell them what their account balance is, and they could key in information into that database to collect data on those customers, for example.
This is like stuff the banks use.
Absolutely, yeah.
So is this not extremely expensive, though?
It's not as expensive as people think.
Right, okay.
The expense comes with really, and I know I've said it in sort of previous shows, but actually the consultancy to actually make sure it's going to work for your business.
Yeah.
Beyond that, we can scale up to full call center functionality. So we have line and call recording. So basically all the calls are recorded inbound and outbound of your organization. So some businesses need that for compliance. Some want it for market research. We can facilitate a mix of agents. So they're people answering the calls and dealing with the customer service side of things. And then supervisors that can monitor those agents, you know, jump into the calls, monitor the performance of those agents. And all of this data can be logged into a call reporting system that will provide, you know, the managers and the business executives with meaningful reports on the performance of their telephone system. So I know that sounds all sort of big and grand, but that's like, you know, the top end of the scale. I mean, we've got a call center in Truro who uses just that solution. But again, you know, sliding back down, some of that big business technology and that big brand technology is available at the lower end. So there are clever things that you can do to make your business seem a little bit more slick without spending a lot of money. But for us, the real art to it is, in essence, the way the calls are handled through an organization. This day and age, you know, everyone hates speaking to robots. Everyone hates the endless menu systems of just, you know, choose option one, choose option two, option three. It can work, but it's got to be planned properly. And there's nothing better than a human voice or getting to a person that you want to speak to as quickly as possible. Yeah. Now, one of the things that we often challenge our customers to do is, have you actually phoned your company from a phone that they won't recognize as being you, and actually see how they answer the phone? Because that's your first point of contact. And from a business, if that is a call, a new call from a new customer or a new potential customer, that is the first impression they're going to get of your company. Beyond that point, assuming the phone is answered in a nice, cheerful, happy manner, and there's key points that we suggest that businesses actually sort of, you know, say as part of that standard script of answering the phone, is then how that person handles that call and gets them through to the right person, and maintaining that quality and level of communication throughout the entire transaction.
Wow. The technology has allowed this game to be changed as well, isn't it? Because what I'm also reading from this is you've almost got a Google Analytics style back end.
Absolutely.
To these systems.
Yeah, I mean, you can run campaigns on this. You can actually judge, you know, if you're running a marketing campaign, you can give it a dedicated phone number, and then you can measure the response to that marketing campaign from that. The other element as well, which is particularly, you know, it's very internal to companies, but your sales force are no longer bound to their desks, or mobile phone contracts, which can be expensive. There is software that goes with these phone systems that you can deploy onto handsets and tablets that they can take out into the field. And when they make a phone call, it appears that they're actually in the office. You know, it's always directed through the same main number. When a call comes into their extension, it doesn't matter that they're not sat at their desk. That call can be routed through to their tablet or their smartphone, etc. And nobody knows any difference. But it also means that all that call data is captured centrally, and you can actually manage that data and, you know, see what your sales team are doing and see response to various marketing efforts.
So starting point really, isn't it, Andrew? It's like, you know, people listening to this, that I've no doubt there'll be I would include us in this. It's something that we have looked at. But what's the starting point? What question do you need to ask yourself as a business right now? And where do you take it?
I mean, as a business right now, it's what do we actually need is the first point. And then where are we actually going to go? So again, the mobile sales team is something that's been brewing over the years, but now it's come to a point where the technology can fully support that mobile effort in a way that keeps everybody in the enterprise connected. I mean, one of the things with the Avaya as well is it's got a chat system as well. So if you want to send a message to your sales guy, you don't need to phone him anymore. You just punch in the little chat window on the phone system and off it goes. And all that data is also captured as well. But it's kind of, you know, how do we want those calls to flow? How do we want to interact with our customers? Because they're the most important people, remember? And then how does it work internally for us to make sure we're efficient in our communications backwards and forwards?
So it's all about really just getting to a point that you understand what you actually need.
Yes, absolutely. And what the customer expects. And again, like I say, that, you know, I can't emphasize enough, it's that customer experience coming into your system, going through to the right place, and there's a business tracking and make sure that process is efficient, and your system and the staff that are managing that system are representing your company in the best way possible.
Yeah. And I suppose finally, Andrew, you know, there is an element of operator input required with these sorts of things. At the end of the day, if you've got somebody answering the phone that isn't doing it well enough, you're going to build a bit of a problem for yourself, regardless of how great your system is.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's first impressions that count when a new customer phones your company. So ensuring that the person answering the phone answers it in the way that you would like your company to be represented. We find this is something that's often overlooked. So at Focus, we're actually offering short sort of couple of hour training courses to any businesses that want to take advantage of learning how to answer answer the phone, how to sound correct and how to sound, you know, positive and upbeat and actually give the customer, you know, a nice experience when the phone's picked up.
Brilliant. Andrew, if people want more information on this, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can email me on andrew.davenport@focus-technology.co.uk or phone me on 01209 613 660.
As ever, a pleasure to have you in the studio. Many thanks for your time. I really look forward to getting you back in next time. So thanks.
Thank you, Mark. See you soon.
The Business Hub. With Focus Technology. Bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.